This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong push for Vocal for Local today and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Delhi. He said, connectivity across National Capital Region will take a big leap forward with the inauguration of the Delhi section of Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2nd. He asserted that people in Delhi NCR will hugely benefit from this and also save time during their commute. He said the nation must take inspiration from Chakradhari Mohan to Charkadhari Mohan to make the country stronger and follow their path to make India self-reliant.
हम समय समय पर चक्रधारी मोहन से लेकर चरखाधारी मोहन तक दोनों की अनुभूति करते हैं चक्रधारी मोहन यानी सुदर्शन चक्रधारी भगवान श्री कृष्ण जिन्होंने सुदर्शन चक्र के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई और चरखाधारी मोहन यानी महात्मा गांधी जिन्होंने चरखा चलाकर देश को स्वदेशी के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई भारत को सशक्त बनाने के लिए हमें चक्रधारी मोहन से प्रेरणा लेकर आगे बढ़ना है और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए हमें चरखाधारी मोहन के रास्ते पर चलना
The two national highway projects aim to significantly improve connectivity, reduce travel time and ease traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. The Election Commission today said that all the parties are equal before it as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty.
कानून के अनुरूप हर राजनीतिक दल का जन्म चुनाव आयोग में रजिस्ट्रेशन से ही होता है चुनाव आयोग उन्हीं राजनीतिक दलों में भेदभाव कैसे कर सकता है चुनाव आयोग के लिए न तो कोई विपक्ष है न तो कोई पक्ष है सब समकक्ष हैं चाहे किसी भी राजनीतिक दल का कोई भी हो चुनाव आयोग अपने संवैधानिक कर्तव्य से पीछे नहीं हटेगा
मिस्टर कुमार सेड सम पीपल एलिज डबल वोटिंग But when asked for proof, no answer is given. He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations. The CEC made it clear that the Election Commission will fearlessly stand with voters of all sections and all religions, including the poor, rich, elderly, women and youth, without any discrimination. Mr. Kumar highlighted that more than 1 crore government employees, over 10 lakh booth-level agents and more than 20 lakh polling agents of candidates were part of the process during the Lok Sabha elections. He sought to know how votes can be stolen in such a transparent process in front of so many people. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today called upon students to achieve self-reliance for fulfilling the vision of Samriddh Bharat by 2047. The minister said this while interacting with the students and faculty of Indian Information Technology Delhi at its premises. Mr. Pradhan laid stress on the need to ignite collective action for driving national priorities. Several European leaders will meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House tomorrow. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen and Finnish President Alexander Stubb have confirmed their attendance. The meeting follows a video call led by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who praised US President Donald Trump's role in advancing peace talks with Russia. Starmer, Macron and Merz are part of the coalition of the willing. The leaders aim to strengthen coordination between Europe and the US to secure a lasting peace in Ukraine while ensuring Europe's security. Endurance Cup football, East Bengal FC were leading by 1-0 against Mohun Bagan Supergiant at half-time in the quarter-final match at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharti Kridangan, Kolkata. Earlier, in another quarter-final match today, Diamond Harbour FC entered the semi-finals, defeating Jamshedpur FC by 2-0 in the quarter-final at GRD Tata Sports Complex in Jamshedpur. NDA will field Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan as its candidate for the upcoming vice-presidential election in the news just came in. The decision was taken today during the meeting of BJP Parliamentary Board today at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President and Health Minister JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh along with other Parliamentary Board attended the meeting. And that is the end of this news bulletin.